yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. So we're still talking about nutrition. So we talked about the first part is stomach being there to digest proteins. The second part is to sterilize your food. How do you do that? Well, whenever you eat fruits and vegetables, there's a lot of bacteria and viruses and funguses and parasites on the fruits and vegetables. Fortunately for us, those are all wild animals. That's right, a bacteria and a virus is a wild animal. You should see how they do when they go after their foods. They're like cannibals. They just crush their foods up like nothing. So they are wild animals, buddy. But fortunate for us, they are proteins. So when they get to our stomach says, ooh, a hunk of meat. And our digestive enzyme goes about digesting them into amino acids. So we treat viruses and parasites and funguses and bacteria as raw materials. That's when we have strong digestive enzymes. When our digestive enzymes are weak, the bacteria, the viruses, the funguses, the parasites, they escape the stomach and they go into the intestines where they don't belong and they affect our intestinal flora. They cause problems in our microbiome. All right, so that's the problem with that. The third part of our digestive system is our duodenum. Our duodenum breaks down fats into lipids, and lipids are absorbed into our body. Then in our intestines, which comes next, we absorb minerals and vitamins from the foods we eat. And then in your colon, we bring back in all the water. What does that mean? Well, when your food gets to the colon, the goal is to pull the water from the stool. If the food moves through the colon too fast, you have diarrhea. And you lose a lot of raw materials with the diarrhea. If the food moves through the colon very slowly or too slowly, then the colon withdraws all the water from it and it becomes like a hard rock and you get constipation. So the goal is to get your food moving through your colon at the right speed so that you can have 1 to 2 bowel movements a day. If you're not having 1 or 2 bowel movements a day, you are not functional optimally. All right? So that's the first part of nutrition. Let's talk about the second part of nutrition. You know, there are 5 nutrition that we put into our body. Number 1 is minerals. And minerals are anything that's on the periodic table. That's minerals. The second part would be vitamins. The third would be proteins. Fourth would be lipids. All right? Those are our raw materials. Now, how does that work? If I was to grab a handful of dirt and put it into my mouth, it will go right through my body and will be in my stool tomorrow. Because that dirt is minerals. Things from the periodic table. Calcium and magnesium and phosphorus. Unfortunately, those are what you call inorganic minerals. And because they're inorganic, they cannot be absorbed into our bodies. But you know, if that apple tree or that tomato plant or that mango tree picks roots, pick up those minerals from the soil, it becomes organic because now it's in the apple, it's in the tomato, it's in the onion, it's in the vegetable. And because it's incorporated into the fruits, it is now organic. And because it's organic, it's readily absorbed into your body. So, when you eat food, make sure it's organic. Comes from a plant that was alive. Minerals. So minerals is anything on the periodic table. Organic is what comes from animals or plants. Vitamins, on the other hand, we have vitamin A, vitamin B, and there's tons of B vitamins, different types of B vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Of all those vitamins, vitamins B and C is water soluble, and the others are fat soluble. The difference is the water-soluble vitamins has to be in your diet on a daily basis because your body cannot store them. And the fat-soluble vitamins, which is vitamin A, vitamin D, E, and K, those can be stored in your body. Vitamins are very, very important for our nutrition and our energy and our neurotransmitters and for everything. All right, so that's your vitamins and your minerals. All right, so vitamins and minerals comes from sources which were once alive, i.e. plants, vegetables, animals. All right, now, everything in your body can be made from these raw materials. For instance, water. Water is made from 2 hydrogen atoms, and then oxygen. Hydrogen is a mineral, and so is oxygen. So your body can take oxygen combined with 2 hydrogen and make water. Oxygen is a mineral. All right? So minerals make things in our body. Now, we didn't talk about digestive enzymes. See, enzymes, after age 40, your enzymatic load decreases, and your body makes those. You know, everyone over 40 should be taking multiple enzymes, because without enzymes, you cannot digest anything. You cannot digest anything without enzymes. All right? So if you eat a steak, you need enzymes to digest the steaks into amino acids. If you eat some fat, you need digestive enzyme to digest the fat into lipids. If you eat starches, you need enzyme to digest the starches. So in other words, without enzymes, you cannot break down the food you eat into this microscopic component so you can get it into your body. Period. All right? Now, after 40, your digestive enzymes decreases, so therefore the food you eat as you get older, less and less of it is going to be digested and brought into your body, so you waste a lot of the food you eat. And so if you have someone in a nursing home that you think is doing well, unless she's on digestive enzymes, she is not getting the raw materials her body needs. Sorry. That's the first part of what digestive enzymes do. Once you have absorbed the protein, the amino acids and the lipids and the minerals and vitamins in your body, then your enzymes put them together to form bone, to form muscle, to form cells, to form brain tissue, to form everything in your body. Let me give you an example. Growth hormone is made of 191 amino acids. 191 amino acids. So you eat a steak, your body breaks that down to amino acid, and there's about 20 plus different types of amino acids in that steak. Every piece of meat has a different combination of amino acids. Once it's in your body then takes those amino acids and put them together brick by brick until it forms growth hormone. 191 of them in the right sequence to form a growth hormone. But not just growth hormone, to form testosterone, to form estrogen, to form progesterone, to form your neurotransmitters, to form yourself. So your digestive enzyme needs to put these things together. So without enzymes, you cannot do it. So if you're over 40, you should be on a digestive enzyme that has multiple different types of digestive enzymes. Let me give you an example. If you're lactose intolerant, it means you don't make the enzyme that digests lactase, that digests lactose, the milk product. If you don't have maltase, that's an enzyme that digests milk products. Right? Lipase is the one that digests fats. Protease digests proteins. So you need all those things. I see Gia is on the line and here join us. Nice for you to join us. So you need digestive enzyme to go along with the nutrition. So these are all part of the tools that your body needs to help regenerate itself. Right? Now, next thing is to detox. What is detox? Detox is cleaning your body. A baby does two things when a baby's born. It poops and urinates and it eats. Right? Eat for raw materials, for nutrition, and pooping and urinating for detoxification. Detox is cleaning yourself. If you don't poop, if you don't urinate, you're going to die. So without, you know, the more nutrition you have, the more detoxing you have. The more nutrition, the more energy, the more energy, the more detox you need. So what is detoxing? How do you feel after you shower? Fantastic, right? Light on your feet. You just detox your skin. How do you feel after you brush your teeth? Pretty good. You just detox your mouth. How about when you wash your hair? You just detox your hair. When you breathe, when you do number one, when you do number two, that's detoxing your body. But how do you detox your liver or your kidneys or your fat or your muscles or your bones or your brain or your heart? How do you detox those? Well, your liver makes something like called glutathione. And that's what your body uses to detox the rest of your body. You know, we have a lot of patients who come into our office for IV nutrition of glutathione because they want their skin to look better. Because when you increase your glutathione, it cleans your body up, makes everything works better, make you feel better. So the liver uses glutathione as a primary detox agent. We also get IV phosphatidylcholine, and that your body uses to help make new cells, helps your cells communicate. Those are all part of IV nutrition. So detoxing and nutrition are very important. Now, I always tell people, the more energy your body produces, the more detox you need. You see, if you drive in a Volkswagen, not a lot of energy, but you don't need a lot of detox, and so it's not in the office very often. If you drive a Maserati, lots of power, therefore you need to have it tuned up more often. If you're a jet plane, guess what? Even more power, more tune-up. So in other words, the more power you generate, the more detoxing you need. So if you're a prize athlete, you generate a ton of power. Guess what? You need more detoxing. So you actually, an athlete that generates a lot of power needs to be detoxed more than a couch potato because that couch potato is not generating that much toxins. Pretty powerful stuff, huh? So talking about tools for regeneration, we talked about nutrition, and now we talked about detox. Let's go into hormones, peptides, growth hormone. Those are things that your body needs. First, let's talk about neurotransmitters. You know, that doesn't get a lot of play in hormone land, but neurotransmitters are what your senses is all about. So when I touch something, the neurotransmitter in my hand tells my brain it's hot, it's cold, it's sharp, it's cool, it's freezing, it's soft. It tells my brain what's going on. When I see someone, the neurotransmitter in my eyes tell my brain, oh, she's beautiful. She's not. She has a red dress on. It's blue. It tells what's going on. When you smell something, the neurotransmitter tells your brain what it smells like. Sweet, sour, what it tastes like, what it smells like, what it tastes. So your senses send back information to your brain that tells your brain what is going on. Once your brain gets that information, then your brain tells your hormones to do something. So if I put my hand on a hot stove and the neurotransmitter tells my brain it's hot, then my brain tells my hormones, hey guys, move your hand. And my hormones go to my muscles and tells me to move my hand. If the neurotransmitters are off and doesn't tell my brain that my hand is on a hot stove, then I keep my hand longer and now I burn my hand. So if you have ADD, ADHD, or if you have things like compulsive behavior, if you have fear of heights and stuff, your brain is getting an inaccurate information from your neurotransmitters. And if your brain gets inaccurate information, then your brain tells your hormones to do something that's not appropriate. Now, with that in mind, let's say that my vision, my eyes see a beautiful woman in front of me. Immediately, that information goes to my brain and says, hey, she's gorgeous. So my brain says, strike a pose. Pick those shoulders up. Pull that gut in. Give her a nice smile. That's what my brain says, and that's what I do. So your brain responds to what your neurotransmitter tells them. If your neurotransmitter are not balanced, you're getting faulty information. Therefore, your body responds inappropriately. Now, hormones, on the other hand, they are what your body uses to do things. You have your testosterone, you have your estrogen, your progesterone, you have your growth hormone. Those are the things that are very important to be optimal. If they're optimal, your body functions better. If they're not optimal, you don't function properly. Now, I want you to understand something, and this is very, very important in regenerative medicine. You see, medicine is all about normalcy, whether you're normal or not. But in medicine, normal is a B or C grade. If you're in high school and you got a B or C grade, that's considered normal. So when you have a set of blood work and it says normal, and you're celebrating because your blood work is normal, just remember, you just got a B or C. All right? Now, if you got an A in high school, you are abnormal. You are not normal. So if you got an A on your blood work, it means you are not in the normal range. You're outside the normal range. You have a big red. You have an H. That's what optimal means. So when you celebrate and having normal blood work, I am there telling you, this is normal, but this is optimal. Normal, optimal. Where do you want to be? In the normal range, or do you want to be in the optimal range? Where do you want to be? So, just because you are normal does not mean you are optimal. And so I tell my patients, don't be surprised if you have a lot of out-of-range values. Out-of-range values could be optimal or it could be bad. And so we talk about those things. So just remember, if you're optimal and you like being optimal, you're probably not in the normal range. Now, in my practice, in my office, we do regenerative medicine, which means that our job is to fix things. Our consultation usually takes about 3 to 4 hours, very in-depth. It's expensive. We don't do insurance. But, you know, if you want to be normal and you're normal, then guess what? You don't need to see me, because any doctor will be happy to keep you in the normal range. And they'll be so happy, they'll tell you, great, you're perfect. See me next year. But doc, I don't quite feel right. But it says you're normal. And if it's normal, you have to be normal. It's all in your head. We're not going to do a thing. We'll just see you next year. It's just the way it is. So in my office, we do a lot of optimizing people's bodies. And, you know, we educate you on how things work, how things function. So I think we run out of time, and I think we're going to stop on this part of our tools for regeneration, and we're going to pick this up next week. Just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The Truth Shall Set You Free on the Grow Younger Show. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. The email is vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble. It's available at Amazon. It's also available on the internet at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. You could also call the office at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or you can check us out on the web at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Now, I just remind you that July is my month to optimize my body. Now, I optimize my body all the time, but July, I go above and beyond. That means I kick it into optimal gear. I kick it up another level, because at the end of July, I got to be at my peak, because when I turn 28, I have to be peaking. So that in August, when I finally turn 29 again, I got to look and feel and function like I'm 29 again. So I want you to watch on Facebook while I show you my progress, because I will be optimizing my hormones, optimizing my nutrition, optimizing my weight loss, optimizing my body, and optimizing my stem cells. Because guess what? I need to optimize my stem cells. My stem cells got to stay 29. Again and again also. So thank you all very much. We will catch you all next week. Same time, same channel, same bat Facebook.